This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, kicking off hour number two here on Gwen and Chris. Happy to be with you on a Monday afternoon, working our way towards the EcoWater SoCal Padre pregame show. Sam Levitt will have it for us from Petco Park, getting underway shortly after 5:30 this afternoon. Then this evening, the Padres and the Colorado Rockies, game one of a three-game series that must be swept.
I said it. I was thinking about this.
I know you're all out there thinking it. We got to sweep the Rockies, so let's just say it. They got to sweep the Rockies.
You know, I was walking Lucky this morning, and contrary to the comments in the chat, my dog is a very nice guy, and he does not mount other dogs, as has been
said
on the chat.
Wait a minute. This is still the family time of the show.
Now I forgot what we were saying.
You've thrown everything into a...
What were we talking about?
Throwing everything asunder here.
What were we talking about?
Talking about having to sweep the Rockies,
oh,
I believe.
Okay. So I was
either
walking,
that
yes.
or sweep up Lucky's mess. I'm not sure which.
So I was walking the dogs this morning. I thought, is it crazy for me to come in and say that it's a sweep or bust in this series?
Well,
and
it's not sweep or bust. That I think is, you know,
sweep or bust
crazy.
And not
I mean,
like
bust
the season
would
is
tell
over.
Me that if they didn't sweep them, the season's over.
No. Sweep or huge disappointment.
Sweep or be disappointed. I think we can say it. Why not?
They are the Rockies.
I'm the one that's been calling for this team to break away from the 500 mark.
Yeah.
This would be an excellent opportunity to do just that.
We've been talking about how difficult the schedule is. The schedule has now given a gift to the Padres.
A little break in the action, although the Rockies, for their part, have won four in a row.
Drives me nuts.
Their only winning streak of the season. Beyond the four-game win streak, they had not even won two in a row. At any other time.
Good baseball right now.
Yeah, that's a good team coming rolling in here with a lot of confidence. Dakota Hudson and his 6.053 record come in here tonight against Randy Vasquez. I don't know what I'm actually doing tonight, Scrabe.
Okay.
Don't really know what my plans are.
All right.
But I do know what I'm doing on Thursday, September the 5th.
Are you going to be in front of... your TV?
Well, if they air the game on television anymore, I don't know about that. But the NFL is, starting to leak out the schedule for the upcoming season. And, yes, game one is on the docket now, Thursday, September 5th at Arrowhead Stadium. Are the Chiefs still playing there, or did they... I thought they threatened to move.
Well, they did, and, yeah.
Nah, they haven't got that far into that.
But they will.
Baltimore Ravens will be the Chiefs' opening night opponent. As KC tries to kick off what would be a three-peat. No one's ever done that, by the way, in the National Football League.
If anybody can, it's probably them.
Sorry, we'll see. Patrick Mahomes will have a shot. Lamar Jackson will be up against him in the first game of the season. The rest of the NFL schedule will be released on Wednesday, which is like, you know, Christmas morning for a lot of football fans. There's one other week one game that has been leaked out. The Dallas Cowboys will open on Sunday, September the 8th against the Cleveland Browns. The reason that they've let that one slip out, That game will be televised by the Fox Network, and it will mark the broadcasting debut for one Tom Brady.
All right.
He will be calling the Dallas-Cleveland game.
Well, he is like the funniest man on earth now.
I guess so. You know, judging by the way Dak Prescott plays from time to time, I would expect Tom Brady will have plenty to critique in his first
broadcasting appearance. I am very interested to hear Tom Brady in a game.
He's honestly, to me, he's got a lot to live up to. You know, I really, really liked Greg Olsen. I did. You know, I mean, he did the Super Bowl last year. I
think he's grown on me.
I think he's really, really good. I still like Romo, even though he's fallen out of favor to a lot of people. Still love Troy Aikman. I mean, these top analysts are top for a reason. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady is anointed as the top without ever having done it before. Now, you got to give him a little time. But, you know, I expect him to be pretty good.
I think he's been practicing. I think he's at home with whoever he's calling.
Oh, I'm sure.
Who's he calling the games with? Kevin Burkhardt?
Probably so, yeah.
So I guarantee you they have been sitting down and doing games together.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah, he'll get a lot of practice before he starts, but that's still not the real thing.
No, I remember when I worked on Chargers Radio, there was a reason, but we had to do a bunch of, like, shows like... never mind. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
All right. One other quick note. This makes me really happy. Not.
Oh, I was going to say what?
Major League Baseball will start carrying Sunday games on the Roku Company streaming service.
Oh, yes.
That begins this weekend with the Cardinals-Red Sox game. It means that most of us will not have any idea of how to watch these games. I also will, you know, without knowing for sure, but if it's like it was last year, then if the Padres get chosen for a Roku game on a Sunday, you can forget about being able to watch it with Don Orsillo and Mark Grant. Because last year, that's what happened. Whenever they got a Roku game on, Apple TV game or you name it,
Peacock
whatever the streaming thing is, Peacock, we didn't get to watch it. So
no, the only thing
this is not great news unless you're, you know, really into streaming these things.
The only thing live and local when national broadcasts are in town is the radio people.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to our guys, which is what you probably should be doing in the first place. All right, Scrabe, we got a lot of winners, losers, big sports weekend. Let's recap and look ahead to tonight on the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We have some bets to recap, and then I also have a small parlay for tonight because I'm feeling
good.
You do, huh?
You're going to center it around Rocky center fielder Brenton Doyle?
No, because you just picked him up on fantasy, I see.
I did.
There's been a lot of movement on the waiver wire today, and I'm feeling very left out. Like, I'm making a
move. I picked up Brenton Doyle because my team is quite mediocre at the moment. So I'd like to improve on it.
You have a better record.
Slightly. But I will tell you this, Brenton Doyle will not be in my lineup as long as they are on the road.
Because he just doesn't play.
They don't
well
do anything on the road. None of the Rockies do anything on the road.
All right.
Got to get them for home games.
If you miss any part of today's Gwen and Chris, no problem. You can hop back into the moments you miss with Chapters on the free Odyssey app. Just download the Odyssey app, search for 97.3 The Fan, tap our show, and find your favorite moments.
By the way, real quick, I find it interesting that Tony, by the way, is off visiting with Mike Shildt and getting ready for the broadcast. He'll be back with us shortly. But I find it interesting that here we are doing a big-time sports talk show in a major metropolitan city. Both of us are fudgeting with our fantasy baseball lineups, apparently.
No.
I'm making a move, and you knew that I made a move, which means you had to go on the website as well.
No. It pops up on my phone whenever there's a move made, so I see if people are dropped that I want.
Did not know.
Yeah.
Did not know.
Yeah, but I did see Rand. I was just about to say your team name, which gives away a little bit about your life, so I'm not going to say your team
name.
Please
don't give my everything away. I've already given my phone number out on the air before.
I did on accident.
Yeah.
All right, some bets. Knicks and the Pacers on Friday night. Pacers were 7-point favorites in the game. both of us chose the Knicks, and the Pacers did end up winning 111-106, but we win the bet because the Knicks were plus +7.
We wouldn't have won the bet yesterday.
No.
I mean, the Pacers destroyed the Knicks yesterday. Ran up by 20 points at the end of the first quarter, blew them out to even that series.
Now, also on Friday night, Minnesota minus -3.5 against Denver. Chris chose Minnesota, I chose Denver, and Denver was the big winner, 117-90.
Man, Denver won again yesterday to even the series. I will say this. I said last week when Minnesota went up 2-0 that if Jokic and Denver can get out of this hole, it's going to really be impressive. So consider me impressed because I thought Minnesota really was going to, you know, run away with this series. It's not over, but now Denver gets the home court back, and it's the Timberwolves who have to figure things out.
Yeah. Next one would be Anthony Edwards or Nikola Jokic. Who scored more in the game on Friday night? You said Anthony Edwards. I said Joker. Joker scored 24 points, which I thought would have been enough. Or not enough, because Anthony Edwards is great, but he only scored 19, so Joker wins this one.
Ant-Man had a night off. He did not. Yesterday, Ant-Man had the 40-plus, but he looked a lot like Michael Jordan without any help yesterday. It was all Edwards, and everyone else on Minnesota stunk.
19 points seems like a tough game, and he ended up just getting 19 points.
I know. It's still 19. I know we make it sound like it's nothing. Edwards is great. Did you see his dunk yesterday?
Yes.
Drove the lane through three guys and threw it down. There's a reason why people are excited about this guy.
We have the lineup, and we are monitoring Ha-Seong Kim, so let's hold that for just 1 second.
Okay.
We will get to that immediately after we recap these bets. Jalen Brunson over under 35.5 points Friday night. Chris said over. I said under. He had 26 points.
Another win for you.
Padres, Dodgers. Dodgers were minus -1.5 on the run line. You chose Dodgers for whatever reason.
Well, Glasnow was pitching, and
that's true.
He pitched pretty well. As
he did.
It
he only
out.
Gave up one hit, which was a home run.
Yeah,
and he
but
struck
Michael
out 10.
Michael King pitched better, or just as well. So
I could not believe when I saw that Michael King had 8 strikeouts.
Michael
I thought that
King,
was a typo.
He can pitch. You know, he's not doing it as consistent, but when he's on. Look out.
I could say I should amend that and say Michael King had 8 strikeouts in like 3 innings.
Oh, he looked fantastic, of course.
So the Padres went 2-1. I win that bet too. Garrett Crochet over under 6.5 Ks on Friday night. You went over. I went under. And he surprised me with 11 strikeouts. And then the final bet, the Vancouver Canucks and the Oilers. Vancouver favored in this one. The Oilers win, though, 4-3. You chose the Oilers. I chose the Canucks.
All right, so we finish up the week. You had a good week overall. 19-10.
Whew,
very, very good.
Pretty good.
I finished the week at 13-16. So, very good week for you. Let's see if you can do it again. But before that, give me the lineup. For the San Diego Padres tonight against Dakota Hudson and the Colorado Rockies, and of course, of main interest to people, is Ha-Seong Kim back in there ready to go tonight?
Batting leadoff, DH Luis Arraez.
Oh, God, I thought you said Ha-Seong Kim was batting leadoff. You tricked me.
No. Right field, Tatis Jr.
Yes.
First base, Jake Cronenworth batting third.
Snake.
Manny Machado playing third base, batting fourth. Profar, left field, batting fifth. Bogarts batting sixth, second base. Jackson Merrill, center field, batting seventh. Campusano batting eighth at catcher.
And now the big moment. Who's batting ninth and playing shortstop?
Our guy Ha-Seong Kim is batting ninth and playing shortstop.
He's a tough kid.
Randy Vasquez pitching.
I saw that the X-rays and everything was negative on Ha-Seong Kim, but that still doesn't
hurts.
Always mean you're going to be back in the lineup the next day.
Definitely so still hurts.
Very good.
All right, that's good stuff.
All right, so the regular lineup, the Rockies, you don't care about their Rocky lineup. They don't have anybody you've ever really heard of it in there. Other than Brenton Doyle, batting sixth. We just mentioned him a little bit
ago.
Who
was the guy who hit the grand slam? Was that Brendan Rodgers?
Brendan Rodgers is in their lineup tonight. And, of course, leading off for the Rockies is perennial Padre killer Charlie Blackmon.
He's in the DH slot. Him and Yan Gomes, man.
Yeah, they've made a career out of it.
I have one parlay, then we'll go into yours. First
okay.
one is, it's going to be a Xander Bogaerts positive parlay.
Okay, we need one.
We need Padres win.
Padres, W.
And Xander Bogaerts needs a home run.
Wow.
Going back-to-back days with home runs. If any time, it's this. It's today, Chris.
What are you getting paid off for this?
Nothing. Oh, plus 800. Yeah.
You're about due to win one, honestly. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yes.
It's been a long while.
Actually, someone at AA on Saturday told me, why don't you stop embarrassing yourself? And I was like, I don't get embarrassed
at
all.
We don't do it to be embarrassed or not. We do it it's a fun segment. We like to talk about the results of the games.
Yes.
Have some fun picking them. We remind everybody that we don't bet, we don't like to bet, and we don't want you to bet.
We gamble responsibly.
All right, here are our picks now for tonight.
Okay, here's our bets,
yes,
everybody.
Boston Celtics -8.5 at Cleveland tonight. Scrabe, the Celtics looked like themselves again in Game 3 over the weekend.
I think Donovan Mitchell's out.
No way.
Let me see.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out?
Cavaliers star Donovan Mitchell reportedly sidelined tonight with calf strain.
That isn't even on the...
It hit me
on the,
6 minutes ago.
Okay, I'll
Yahoo
stick
Sports.
With it. Here it is that he's questionable, according to this story.
But here's Woj at 3:01 p.m., so 15 minutes ago. He will miss the game.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, I'm going Celtics.
I'm going to have to go Celtics now. I mean, they're going to have to totally blow it to not be able to beat Cleveland with Donovan Mitchell. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Because he was the one thing that gave Cleveland a shot. That and the fact that Boston just can't help itself shooting threes. I mean, they make most of them, but in the game two, they were like 3 for 35, and they just kept putting them up.
The line
I'm like,
moved.
Don't you do anything else?
No.
You know, but the Celtics win or die on that three, and most of the time they win.
The line has moved.
I bet.
I think it's moved
from 8.5. I'd go it up to 12.5.
I think it's 12. Let me just confirm this real quick.
Should we do this at 12 then?
12.5 is the new line.
12.5, the new line. Thank you very much.
I still will take the Celtics.
I will still take. They won by 13 the other day. Dallas at home, 2 points over OKC. Dallas won the other day in a very good game. Doncic was good. I thought SGA was ordinary. He finished with 30-something points, but he didn't really make the big key plays that OKC needed, I didn't think. I go first here. I'm going to go with OKC to even up this series. I don't think Dallas is that much better than them.
All right.
It's in Dallas, and I will say this. The guy's a crazy loon. But Kyrie Irving can score the basketball.
You don't need
really,
to call him a crazy loon.
He's a crazy loon. I'm sorry. But he can score the hoop, man. He's something. And I'll say one more thing about that series. I don't know if he's broadcasting tonight. But Yubi Brown called the Dallas OKC game the other day in color commentary.
Yep.
He's like 94 years
old. He's very old.
And he's better than almost all of the color analysts out there.
He's with it.
It's unreal how good he is and how much you can learn about basketball if you're willing to listen to him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of knowledge.
All right. Who do you like here?
I'm going to go OKC.
OKC as well. So we're going the same in the basketball tonight. Who scores more points tonight? Jason Tatum in the Celtic game? Luka Doncic, I cannot pronounce his name ever. I pronounce it differently every time. Luka or Tatum?
Uh-oh.
Scraby.
I'm looking on TV right now. Luka's dealing with right knee sprain and left ankle soreness.
He'll be playing.
Well, he just kicked the ball with his left ankle, so I think
he's
okay.
It didn't look like he's too bad.
No. I'm going to have to go with Doncic. Or no, I'm going to have to go with Tatum. No!
Jeez.
I'm going to go with Doncic.
Doncic. Or Doncic or Luka.
Because Tatum... They might be up so much that he's going to have to come out.
I'll go with Tatum. Tatum's been in a slump. He's due to have one of those big nights where he's making everything. Hockey tonight, big game for the Rangers, who are looking to eliminate Carolina. It is game 5 at Madison Square Garden. The Rangers are up 3-1. Carolina stayed alive with a home win in game 4. Now they go on the road. Carolina's favored by 1.5 goals.
Wow.
They really like Carolina on
the
odds.
They do.
But I like the Rangers to either win this game or, you know, maybe lose in overtime. But I'll take the Rangers plus the 1.5.
I'm going to go with the Rangers, too.
New York Rangers. Padres-Rockies, 8 runs over under tonight, Scrabe. 8 runs. It could be a push if they end up on the number. But
Padres,
for now,
9.
We'll see.
Wow. Rockies, 3.
3?
Yes.
So that's 9 and 3. That's 12. That's more than 8.
Yes, it is. Good job.
Thank you. I'm going to go under. I've seen the Rockies.
Under?
Yes, I've seen the Rockies hit on the road. They can't hit on the road. They'll be lucky to score a run, in which case, you know, the Padres would need 8 or 9 to go over. Final one of the night. I put him in there because I know you'll... Is it Yoshi Yamamoto?
Yoshinobu.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Although I wish I could call him Yoshi without knowing if that's offensive or not.
Right. He may not like that. Or what if we just call him YY?
No.
Don't think you'd like that either?
No, I don't think that's a good one.
YY, 5.5 Ks tonight at home against the Gigantes.
Unfortunately, he has caught on fire, and he does strike out a lot of batters. I'm going to have to say go over.
No, I'll go over also. The Gigantes have quietly just kind of faded into non-existence so far this year.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Blake Snell hasn't really pitched at all.
No, I think he pitched a single A yesterday.
Did he get a rehab start?
Yeah, something like that.
And they still don't have Robbie Ray, and they won't have him for another 3 months. So, Giants not getting the bang for their buck.
Jung Ho Lee ran into the fence yesterday.
I haven't seen the results of his MRI yet, but he could be out for a while. Jorge Soler is already out for a while. He's on the injured list.
Yeah,
Giants not getting the bang for their buck, man. No. You spend all that money, and none of them are playing. Sorry.
I'm a little vindicated because I said that it seems like the Giants are just throwing money at the wall and seeing what sticks.
They're chasing a dream.
And they're chasing in a bad way right now.
It's a nightmare for them.
Ooh, I like that.
When we come back, we lost a very prominent member of the recent San Diego sports scene yesterday. I don't know that a lot of people are even aware of this. I haven't seen it anywhere on the internet, really. I haven't seen it online and social chats. But there's a nice story in the paper today about it.
I actually didn't know about this until
you told me. You didn't know until I mentioned it.
I read everything San Diego.
But the man who passed away is a very polarizing figure in San Diego sports lore. We'll talk about his passing when we come back after traffic on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball loose. Can you believe it? New England recovers. McCree had the interception, and Brown, as he was running by Brown, just reached in.
Yeah, we can believe it, Jim Nance. We know that Marlon McCree fumbled. And the Patriots got the ball back, and that loss to the Patriots at the end of the 2006 season, kind of more than anything, to me, defines what I remember about the tenure of then Charger General Manager A.J. Smith. He passed away yesterday at the age of 75. We welcome you back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello here, Matt Scraby alongside, Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, out at Petco Park. Smith was 75 years old in his passing. During his tenure from 2003 to 2012, it was a 10-year run here in San Diego. I thought the Chargers were pretty successful. This guy's a very polarizing figure. If you mention A.J. Smith to people, some people will say he did a great job. Some people say he was a disaster. I don't think you can really refer to him as a disaster when he had five division titles in 10 seasons. Have the Chargers come anywhere close to a division title really since then? Mm. You know, maybe one somewhere.
Well, the Chiefs usually win that.
Right, but you know what I mean?
No, I do.
He won 5 out of 10.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He got 98 wins in the 10 years. That was the sixth most in the league during that same span, right? So only 5 teams were better than the Chargers. That's a thumbs up. The other side of it, of course, they didn't make a Super Bowl. You know, they had a lot of chances. 2006, that loss there to the Patriots.
I know that Marcus McNeil, who was on that team, said that they most likely would have won the Super Bowl.
Well, they certainly had the talent to win the Super Bowl.
They felt like they could have won the Super Bowl.
That's right. And the fact of the matter is, people say they had the talent to win the Super Bowl. Well, the reason they had that talent is because of the guy who put the team together, A.J. Smith. The next season, they got to the AFC Championship game, 2007. Again, they lost to New England, but that year, the team was coached by North Turner, not Marty Schottenheimer, who was fired after the infamous Marlon McCree fumble game. And that is something that a lot of people look back on now and blame A.J. Smith for everything. I can tell you that if you're blaming A.J. Smith, it's revisionist history. Because at the time, in 2006, after the Chargers lost to the Patriots on that Marlon McCree play, it was pretty well agreed upon by everyone, and I mean everyone, that Marty Schottenheimer was just never going to win in the playoffs. It just was. It's revisionist history to say, well, if we would have kept Marty around, you know, we probably would have won the Super Bowl. It's really hard to agree with that 100% because Marty Schottenheimer, a legend in his own, right, as a coach, passed away several years ago himself at the age of 77. But Marty Schottenheimer's coaching record in the playoffs was abysmal. And it included that loss, but it included some heartbreaking losses as heavy favorites to the Jets and things like, games that, you remember and you kind of forget, but the Chargers should have been, winning a lot of these games and it never happened. And, Schottenheimer just had his opportunity in the postseason. He never got it done. So A.J. Smith, I think he went with a lot of public opinion at the time, which was, we got to get somebody who can get us over the hump. Now, is North Turner the right choice? That's debatable.
That's another debate.
Another debate entirely. But
when I look at A.J. Smith, and you're right, he did, as a general manager, put the team in a lot of great places. And a lot of the losses that happened in the playoffs weren't because he didn't build a great team. It was because Nate Kading missed a kick at the end of the game. Marlon McCree fumbled the ball. Things like that. It wasn't
Philip Rivers Philip Rivers played the 07 AFC Championship game with a torn ACL. LaDainian Tomlinson stood under a hoodie the entire game.
Still don't know what happened there.
So, if you're going to blame A.J. Smith for those things, I don't know that you should.
Although the ego and all of that and the fights, like, that is a whole nother story. Like, you have to, you can't just come in with this huge ego and not win a Super Bowl. Well, if you got that ego, you got to win a Super Bowl.
Well, our friend Bernie Wilson nicknamed him the Lord of No Rings.
Which is a great nickname, but also a nickname that hurts.
It hurt. I will say this. It's my own personal take. I got a chance to sit in his office many times and interview him as a reporter or, you know, whatever it was. And I got along with this guy. I liked him. He was a win or else kind of guy. I liked his attitude. I didn't have any problem with his ego. He wanted to win more than anything. And as I tweeted out today, it never happened for him. It never happened for us. But it wasn't for a lack of trying. And I think that, you know, along with anything else, is a good legacy to leave us for A.J. Smith, rest in peace, passing yesterday at the age of 75. More Gwen and Chris coming up. Tony rejoins for a little Padre Pen Pals next. Right, welcome back to the Chris Hello, Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Going to head back to Petco Park, bring in Tony Gwynn Jr. in just a second for our Padres Pen Pal segment today. Padres, of course, four series wins in a row. Nothing wrong with that. Now, give me a sweep. I'm getting greedy. The Rockies are coming in for three. They're very sweepable, despite the fact that they somehow, some way, have managed to win four straight games, including a three-game sweep of Bruce Bochy's Rangers over the weekend in Denver. Of course, the Rockies at sea level are normally less than intimidating. We'll keep an eye on it. Sammy Levitt's got the Eco Water SoCal pregame coming up at 5:30. And then the ball game at 6:30 this evening.
I got to say,
a little after 6:30, but
the chat is just in turmoil right now over Marty Schottenheimer versus Norv Turner.
Yeah, it's a non-ending forever argument. Here's Marty Schottenheimer, and just for you chat people, here's Marty Schottenheimer's career postseason record: 5 wins, 13 losses. That's a
How many of those were at the Padres?
Yeah, with the Padres. None with the Padres.
Yeah, okay, good.
Did not lose any with the Padres.
That's a good number.
I'll take you back. 1985 with Cleveland. He lost a very tough playoff game on the road in Miami. In 86, he went 1-1. He lost the AFC Championship game that year to John Elway and the Drive.
Oh, yeah.
That was that game. That was against Schottenheimer. 87, he went 1-1. Again, lost the AFC Championship game this year on the Ernest Biner fumble.
Mm.
88, he lost in the first round. 90, he lost in Kansas City in the first round. 91, with KC, he wins 1-1. 92, he lost in the first round with KC. In 93, he made his only real good playoff surge. He won 2, lost 1.
Was that with Joe Montana?
Yes.
Okay.
The only quarterback who could overcome Marty Schottenheimer's postseason hijinks was Joe Montana. That was it for Schottenheimer. He lost in 94 and 95 and 97 with KC, and he lost his only 2 playoff games with the Chargers. In 04, because of Nate Kading, or mostly, I hate to say it, Nate, if you're out there, but did miss the kick, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he lost the game in 06 on the Marlon McCree fumble. Those were his only 2 Charger playoff games, but I can tell you, both games, there was a sense that Marty Schottenheimer got way too conservative. And you're revisionist if you're forgetting all this, and I understand it was a long time ago. But the notion was the Chargers should have kicked both those teams' butts, and it shouldn't have been close enough for a Nate Kading field goal.
Well,
it shouldn't have been close enough for a Marlon McCree fumble.
I mean, games do end up coming down to a field goal in the playoffs.
And Tom Brady was the quarterback in New England that day.
Let's keep that in mind. I've heard of him. He has some good records in playoffs.
But what I'm telling you is accurate, that there was a lot of blame on Schottenheimer for both those losses. And that's, you know, one of the reasons AJ made the move to Norv Turner. And
who was the GM that came in after AJ Smith?
You know, was it Tom Telesco? It might have been Tom Telesco. I don't know that there was anybody in between those two. If there was, I don't recall it.
I'm going to look real quick.
Take a quick look, and then we'll get back to our baseball stuff here. Our baseball stuff here.
I'm not going to find. I'll have to bring it up later.
Bring it up a little later. Yeah. But I think it was Telesco. Anyway. Again, you know, sad in the passing and the news of AJ. He had evidently been battling prostate cancer for the last 7 years.
Oh, that's not.
And
that's
I did not know of any of that. I don't think too many of us did.
Probably easier sometimes to keep the news.
And again, I thank Tom Krasovic for a very nice story today on AJ in the San Diego Union Tribune. Without which, I don't know that anybody would even known this happened. It's been very quiet. You know, out on the the internet and the social media about his passing.
Richard on the chat says, there wasn't a single Chargers fan I know that agreed with Marty being fired or Norv being hired. That's not revisionist history.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of people who thought Marty needed to go so that they could find somebody who could get them over the hump.
That was it Buddy. Buddy on the chat has been going at Marty for a while now.
Well, it is revisionist history if you say nobody wanted Marty fired. That is clearly revisionist history because there was a lot of people who wanted
another
Marty
last little comment.
Okay,
they fired a 14-2 head coach.
Yes, which you would never
crazy.
Do.
Is crazy.
It's
Can you
crazy.
Imagine if a coach got fired now? It would be insane.
It would be, but I'm telling you. It's revisionist to say that nobody, you know, agreed with that move because a lot of people did. I'm telling you, I was here.
I didn't realize this was going to cause such a.
Oh, it will. Yeah, it'll go on all day. People like AJ, they hate AJ. Like I said, he's a very polarizing figure in life and now, unfortunately, in passing. All right, let's check traffic and then answer some of your Padre Pen Pals questions.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
Padres Pen Pals, you know, last week we had a very angry Padres Pen Pals. This week, we don't. So basically our Padres Pen Pals topic is going to be based around whether or not the Padres win and lose. So let's get into it. We do have a couple interesting ones, including one from Mother's Day yesterday, which I thought was a good question.
Number five.
Now this person says, I am some... Oh, how could I ever forget?
Got a scribble.
There we go. I am someone who supports my team through and through, and I can't stand some of the trash talk on the players, to the point where I deleted my social media accounts. I have been attacked for supporting our players, and I have been attacked for standing up for players like Xander Bogaerts. Chris, how do I fan positively without being attacked for it?
Move out of the country.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, you know, I mean, I think it's great. You know, you definitely should support your guys, and I think it's great. The thing with Xander, we talked about it earlier on the show, but it with Xander, to me, I don't understand the thinking of, quote, Padre fans who would honestly like to continue to see him fail so that they can get madder and madder and madder.
And be right.
It's stupid. The guy is still on your team. He's still getting at bats. He's still in your lineup. There's absolutely no reason you shouldn't be rooting for him every single day, every single at bat until that changes. But there seems to be some thought process out there that, you know what, if Xander Bogaerts continues to struggle, then I have a right to scream and yell and lose my mind over it. And I just don't understand that thinking. I mean, I think you should be rooting for him to get out of this. So, you know, as far as this particular fan is concerned, just keep rooting and duck. That's all you can do.
Keep rooting and duck.
Yeah.
Tony, how do I fan positively without being attacked for it?
There's a couple ways. One or two ways, really. You have to be, like, witty and smart. So when you're positive fanning and someone wants to come over and hit you with a little, you know, a little social media bar, you got something that you can get them back with. I mean, you know, Chris brings up a good point. Like, you should be rooting for the guy to get out of the slump or rut that he's in. And maybe they are at their wits' end at this in May, on May 13th. You know, maybe that's truly the case. They can't take anymore after a month and a half of baseball. They're ready to throw him out, and that certainly seems like quite a few people. But outside of that, man, there really isn't nothing you can do. Maybe post your positive comment and don't look to see what anybody else has to say about yours.
No, oh, there you go.
Get off, like, get your positivity off. Get off of the whatever you're on. X, Instagram.
Well, they're not on anything anymore, apparently. I did get this through email. Not sure how they got my email, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way. That's the only way to really do it.
Yeah. All right.
If you're going to post something on your own, turn the comments off. Nobody can talk about it.
That's a great point. Never even thought about that. All right, here's the second one. This is going to come off like I'm ignoring the Padres just won their fourth series in a row and won the series against the Dodgers. But this whole base running error fest needs to be fixed. Okay, there haven't been that many as of late. But why does something so fundamental become so sloppy at the major league level, Tony?
I don't know what this person's talking about, honestly. I'm just keeping a bite. They clearly haven't watched a minor league game. Because... Like, that question insinuates they get up to the big leagues and then all of a sudden they just start running in the outs. Like, no, that's not how it works. I just think ultimately they had a little rut there where they weren't running the bases right. That's cleaned itself up, as has the defense. Are we making the same point about errors and defense, right? Because that was also bad at the beginning of the year. Is that like a problematic thing in terms of they get to the big leagues, they just start kicking the ball around? I don't think so. I just think that is a question that maybe should have been asked like 2.5 weeks ago.
I agree. Chris.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm a stickler for base running.
You are.
As if I was a major league player, I would never make an error.
Never.
Running the bases.
Never.
But I do want to point this out. Because I think the Padres run the bases aggressively. That's part of their DNA this year. And as a result, they've had some guys thrown out, trying to take an extra base. I don't believe getting thrown out trying to take an extra base is bad base running. Just because you're out doesn't mean it was a bad base running decision.
Yeah.
You're going to be out if you take some chances from time to time and try to push the envelope. Bad base running is when you forget how many outs there are, you get caught off base on a line drive, things of that nature, and I think those things have cleaned up. So I don't think this is a major issue going forward. But don't mistake bad base running for, being out on the bases. It does happen, and it should happen if you're being aggressive.
All right. Here we go to our final one. See, I told you it was going to be a light day on the Padres.
A little softer today so far.
Nobody's angry.
No. The Padres are doing their thing. They're winning. That's what people want.
Heck yeah.
Except for Chris. He wants. Sorry, Chris. Today you're going to... Never mind. I think it's cool. He's just shaking his head at me.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know where to go with you anymore.
I think it's cool.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do the next time I make a point on the radio?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to spend some time at home making flashcards for you so that I can show you what I actually mean so that you can understand what I'm talking about, because you don't seem to be able to get it like the rest of the people.
You know what? Please make me flashcards. I would love some flashcards.
As you will see on this diagram, Scraby, it does not say anywhere that I think the Padres are bad.
I didn't say that? Okay. All right. We've already... Okay.
Move on.
I think it's cool Major League Baseball changes colors for Mother's Day, but my question is, do the players want to use those new equipment items like the bat and the glove, Tony? What if the bat they're using is their lucky bat or their lucky glove? What do they do?
I think the question is really... self-answered. If you watch the games, pretty much everybody's swinging them. And if they didn't want to, if truly the lucky bat that they believed in, they would.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know if it was like a mandate from baseball.
I mean, I don't think it's a mandate, but all of their bats, it's their model. So the whatever
the
bat
exact company same
they use,
bat, they just make it
just
know,
pink.
Color
they just
it
put
pink.
A pink thing on it. Yeah, it's there. It's not like it's just a standard pink bat. Everybody's using the same.
They didn't just run down to Walmart yesterday morning and
buy some spray paint or something.
Yeah, buy some spray paint.
Like
I
they
understand
get
that.
Like there's about four guys who use this axe bat. And so all of those, their Mother's Day bats come in like maybe a week and a half before. They're ready to roll. Maybe not a week and a half, probably more like a week. But yeah, no, they want
to
use them.
Do you take BP with that bat just to make sure?
I didn't.
Oh.
I like to save mines for the game. But,
really?
You know, everybody's a little different.
I'd probably swing
some guys definitely use their pink bat during BP.
I'd probably swing the pink bat. I'd definitely use the pink glove to play catch or whatever just to break it in.
Oh, okay. So you would use it.
But I want everybody to understand something about the Mother's Day celebration with bats and gloves and socks and sleeves.
Uh-oh, where are we going?
And especially the hats. Major League Baseball is not doing this as a tribute to mothers.
What?
Major League Baseball is doing this as a way to sell more hats, more gloves, more bats, more sleeves, so that they can make more money.
I will
not buy
into this.
And there's a good cause that's tied to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good cause. Did you hear, Tony? There's a good cause.
There's a good cause that's tied to it.
Oh, I'm sure the cause gets a little piece of maybe 3%. And then baseball laughs all the way to the bank every time you buy a Mother's Day hat and a Father's Day hat and a July 4th hat and an All-Star hat and everything else that comes along during the course of the season.
And a playoff hat and a spring training hat.
So, I think it's a nice touch, but there's a reason behind it.
Man,
a diabolical reason behind it.
You live in a negative world, man.
I sure do. I've been hanging around with you for a long time.
Negative world. They would never do that. This is all about the moms out there, Chris. All right, that's it for Padres Pet Pals. Maybe we'll have some... No, I don't want any more angry ones because that means the Padres aren't doing well. So keep
that's
sending
exactly.
me the nice ones. When we get back, we... are going to take on Chris, or you are going to take on Chris. 833-288-0973. Chris versus the fans. New monthly prize ahead, so stick with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
Padres pen pals. You know, last week we had a very angry Padres pen pals. This week we don't. So basically our Padres pen pals topic is going to be based around whether or not the Padres win and lose. So let's get into it. We do have a couple interesting ones, including one from Mother's Day yesterday, which I thought was a good question.
Number five.
Now this person says, I am some... Oh, how could I ever forget?
Got a scribble.
There we go. I am someone who supports my team through and through, and I can't stand some of the trash talk on the players, to the point where I deleted my social media accounts. I have been attacked for supporting our players, and I have been attacked for standing up for players like Xander Bogaerts. Chris, how do I fan positively without being attacked for it?
Move out of the country.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, you know, I mean, I think it's great. You know, you definitely should support your guys, and I think it's great. The thing with Xander, we talked about it earlier on the show, but it was Xander, to me, I don't understand the thinking of, quote, Padre fans who would honestly like to continue to see him fail so that they can get madder and madder and madder.
And be right.
It's stupid. The guy is still on your team. He's still getting at bats. He's still in your lineup. There's absolutely no reason you shouldn't be rooting for him every single day, every single at bat until that changes. But there seems to be some, you know, some thought process out there that, you know what, if Xander Bogaerts continues to struggle, then I have a right to scream and yell and lose my mind over it. And I just don't understand that thinking. I mean, I think you should be rooting for him to get out of this. So, you know, as far as this particular fan is concerned, just keep rooting and duck. That's all you can do.
Keep rooting and duck.
Yeah.
Tony, how do I fan positively without being attacked for it?
There's a couple ways. One or two ways, really. You have to be, like, witty and smart. So when you're positive fanning and someone wants to come over and hit you with a little, you know, a little social media bar, you got something that you can get them back with. I mean, you know, Chris brings up a good point. Like, you should be rooting for the guy to get out of the slump or rut that he's in. And maybe they are at their wit's end at this on May 13th. You know, maybe that's truly the case. They can't take anymore after, you know, a month and a half of baseball. They're ready to throw him out. And that, you know, certainly seems like quite a few people. But, you know, outside of that, man, there really isn't nothing you can do. Maybe post your positive comment and don't look to see what anybody else has to say about yours.
Oh, there you go.
Get off. Like, get your positivity off. Get off of the whatever you're on. X, Instagram.
Well, they're not on anything anymore, apparently. I did get this through email. I'm not sure how they got my email, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way. That's the only way to really do it.
Yeah. All right.
If you're going to post something on your own, turn the comments off. Nobody can talk about it.
That's a great point. Never even thought about that. All right, here's the second one. This is going to come off like I'm ignoring the Padres just won their fourth series in a row and won the series against the Dodgers. But this whole base running error fest needs to be fixed. Okay, there haven't been that many as of late. But why does something so fundamental become so sloppy at the major league level, Tony?
I don't know what this person's talking about, honestly. I'm just keeping a bite. They clearly haven't watched a minor league game. Because that question insinuates they get up to the big leagues and then all of a sudden they just start running in the outs. Like, no, that's not how it works. I just think ultimately they had a little rut there where they weren't running the bases right. That's cleaned itself up, as has the defense. Are we making the same point about errors and defense, right? Because that was also bad at the beginning of the year. Is that like a problematic thing in terms of they get to the big leagues, they just start kicking the ball around? I don't think so. So I just think that is a question that maybe should have been asked like 2.5 weeks ago.
I agree. Chris.
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, I'm a stickler for base running.
You are.
As if I was a major league player, I would never make an error.
Never.
Running the bases.
Never.
But I do want to point this out, because I think the Padres run the bases aggressively. That's part of their DNA this year. And as a result, they've had some guys thrown out, you know, trying to take an extra base. I don't believe getting thrown out trying to take an extra base is bad base running. Just because you're out doesn't mean it was a bad base running decision.
Yeah.
You're going to be out if you take some chances from time to time and try to push the envelope. Bad base running is when you, you know, you forget how many outs there are, you get caught off base on a line drive, you know, things of that nature. And I think those things have cleaned up. So I don't think this is a major issue going forward. But don't mistake bad base running for, you know, being out on the bases. It does happen. And it should happen if you're being aggressive.
All right. Here we go to our final one.
See, I told you it was going to be a light day on the Padres.
A little
Padres
softer
Penn
today
house.
So
yes.
Far.
Nobody's angry.
No.
Not
the Padres
really.
Are doing their thing. They're winning. That's what people want.
Heck yeah.
Except for Chris. He wants. Sorry, Chris. Today you're going to... Never mind. I think it's cool. He's just shaking his head at me.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with you anymore.
I think it's cool.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do the next time I make a point on the radio? I'm going to spend some time at home making flashcards for you so that I can show you what I actually mean so that you can understand what I'm talking about, because you don't seem to be able to get it like the rest of the people.
You know what? Please make me flashcards. I would love some flashcards.
As you will see on this diagram, Scraby, it does not say anywhere that I think the Padres are bad.
I didn't say that? Okay. All right. We've already... Okay.
Move on.
I think it's cool Major League Baseball changes colors for Mother's Day, but my question is, do the players want to use those new equipment items like the bat and the glove? Tony, what if the bat they're using is their lucky bat or their lucky glove? What do they do?
I think the question is really... self-answered. If you watch the games, pretty much everybody's swinging them. And if they didn't want to, if truly the lucky bat that they believed in, they would.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know if it was like a mandate from baseball.
I mean, I don't think it's a mandate, but all of their bats, it's their model. So whatever
bat
company
they use, the exact same bat, they just make it
just,
you know,
pink.
Color
they just put
pink.
A pink thing on it. Yeah, yeah. It's not like it's just a standard pink bat. Everybody's using the same.
They didn't just run down to Walmart yesterday morning and
buy some spray paint or something.
Yeah, buy some spray paint.
There's about four guys who use this Axe bat, and so all of those their Mother's Day bats come in like maybe a week and a half before they're ready to roll. Maybe not a week and a half, probably more like a week. But they want to use them.
Do you take BP with that bat just to make sure?
I didn't.
Oh.
I like to save mines for the game. But,
really?
You know, everybody's a little different.
I'd probably swing
some guys definitely use their pink bat during BP.
I'd probably swing the pink bat. I'd definitely use the pink glove to play catch or whatever just to break it in.
Oh, okay, so you would use it.
But I want everybody to understand something about the Mother's Day celebration with bats and gloves and socks and sleeves.
Uh-oh, where are we going?
And especially the hats. Major League Baseball is not doing this as a tribute to mothers.
What?
Major League Baseball is doing this as a way to sell more hats, more gloves, more bats, more sleeves, so that they can make more money.
And there's a good cause that's tied to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good cause. Did you hear, Tony? There's a good cause.
There's a good cause that's tied to it.
Oh, I'm sure the cause gets a little piece of maybe 3%. And then baseball laughs all the way to the bank every time you buy a Mother's Day hat and a Father's Day hat and a July 4th hat and an All-Star hat and everything else that comes along during the course of the season.
And a playoff hat and a spring training hat.
So, I think it's a nice touch. But there's a reason behind it.
Man,
a diabolical reason behind it.
You live in a negative world, man.
I sure do. I've been hanging around with you for a long time.
Negative
off.
World. They would never do that. This is all about the moms out there, Chris. All right, that's it for Padres Pen Pals. Maybe we'll have some... No, I don't want any more angry ones because that means the Padres aren't doing well. So keep
that's
sending
exactly.
me the nice ones. When we get back, we... are going to take on Chris, or you are going to take on Chris. 833-288-0973. Chris versus the fans. New monthly prize ahead, so stick with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.